Hello, and welcome to the Force of Light podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Michelle Smith. As always, I am so glad that you have chosen to listen to today's episode and hope it is a blessing. And if it is a blessing, go ahead and share it with someone that you think it also would be a blessing to as well. Well, we are here at the end of the year. I'm recording and releasing this on December 24th. So happy Christmas Eve to everyone of 2023. I don't know about you, but I feel like 2023, as you get older, the years go by faster, that's for sure. But I don't know. This year has been, it has felt exceptionally quick, fast, the way it has gone. But another year has come and gone. But I had, today, I just wanted to give kind of just a brief word of encouragement as 2023 closes out. And of course, we're heading towards 2024. But as it is now, we are in the Advent season. The Christmas season is upon us in full again, as it is Christmas Eve. And before I get started talking about what I was going to discuss, and today will be short and sweet, really just kind of wanted to touch base with all of you and again, just have kind of a simple Christmas word of encouragement for all of us today. But before I get into that, I have forgot the last couple times to mention, I love hearing from you all. If this podcast, any of these episodes throughout this year has been a blessing to you, I'd love to hear it. If you have questions or anything like that, never hesitate to reach out. And that's why I want to say I'd forgot to give the email that you can reach me at, and that is forceoflightmedia@gmail.com. Again, forceoflightmedia@gmail.com. And again, would love to hear from you if the Force of Light podcast has been a blessing for you throughout 2023. But again, today, let's go ahead and get into what I wanted to talk about, and it is Christmas themed. And I sometimes in the past, growing up, I never really, you know, it kind of comes to Christmas, it comes to Easter, it can almost feel like, it, as you're out in the, when you're at church and things, it can kind of feel like, well, you know, we kind of did this, like, I've done this many times, I kind of know where we're going with this. It can kind of just feel like nothing's really fresh. I think that's what I'm trying to say. It feels kind of just like, yeah, I've kind of heard this many, many times, and there's not really a fresh take on anything. And I'm not saying that I'm going to give you a fresh take on anything today either. What I'm saying is, as I've gotten older, I do appreciate us pausing, whether in this case it's Christmas or Easter, and reflecting on what those two things are celebrating. And of course, with Christmas, we are celebrating the coming and the birth of Jesus, who is the Christ. And I wanted to talk today about two things that come to my mind when I think about Christmas. And I think about Jesus coming into the world. And those two things, well, I won't tell them both up front. We'll start with the first thing that comes to my mind. And that is that Jesus's arrival is God fulfilling and keeping a promise that he made. And obviously, this impacts all of us, but you can look at this on a large scale or on a personal scale. I know we talked about a few months back, I did a podcast episode on the certainty of God's promises. And when I think about Christmas, that point that I made about the certainty of God's promises is seen yet again. Because God had promised that Jesus was coming into the world. And really, I mean, as far back as Genesis 3 and 15, and of course there, God makes the declaration to both Eve and to the serpent. And he says, I will make enemies of you and the woman and of your offspring and her descendant. He shall bruise you on the head and you shall bruise him on the heel. Of course, speaking of Jesus coming and ultimately redeeming the world through his sacrificial death at Calvary. But it goes back to even David. And of course, David, King David, desiring to build a temple for the Lord. And while the Lord does not let David actually do that, he does tell David that he's going to basically do something for him, that he's going to raise up out of his genealogy a king that whose kingdom will have no end, speaking of Christ. And we even have in Jeremiah 23:5 that says, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land." And in that scripture, we have what we in theological terms, we like to call the already but not yet. Meaning too, like that scripture is basically partially fulfilled in the fact that Jesus did come, and he did come from the root, as it says, of Jesse or David, out of that branch, out of his genealogy. But obviously, he has not yet truly reigned in the way that he ultimately will at the end, or we should say at the beginning, really, a new beginning for the new king, the new heaven and the new earth, where Jesus will truly get to reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords in a very physical sense, where now that is fulfilled through the kingdom of God in all of our hearts. Then it will be fulfilled, again, in a very literal and physical sense of the word. So again, we have Jesus's arrival as this promise fulfilled, as this promise of a savior that was coming, of a future king that is coming. And of course, that happens. And Jesus is born. And if God, that's what I'm trying to say, this is where it gets personal. It shows you that God is faithful to keep his word. That though years and years in this situation go by, God did have a time in mind to fulfill that promise. And the same will be in our lives. That though at times the promise tarries, that God already has a time in mind that God is going to fulfill that promise in your life and in my life. And I was looking at another scripture here, but let me move on. So that first thing being, again, that God fulfilled his promise in Jesus coming, and that Jesus's birth is that, God's promise being fulfilled in the world. But the second thing that I want us to remember this Christmas season is, of course, when the angel speaks to Joseph, and he tells him that the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. And he goes on to say, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And that's the main thing that really I have dwelled upon throughout this Advent season. Literally just the meaning behind Emmanuel, God with us. And Christmas is a time that we need to pause and realize that God is with us. That even though, you know, some people get what they call the Christmas blues, but I would encourage, and I'm going to pray just here in a minute, to ask, and that's what I've been asking the Holy Spirit, ask God. I mean, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Christ. Jesus did say that if I go away, it's expedient that I go away because I can send back another, the Helper, the Comforter. But the bottom line is that, again, Emmanuel, God with us. And we can have God's presence, not in the form of we have to go to a temple to get it. Although, obviously, I do encourage going to church, as we should, as it is edifying and builds us up in our faith. But God desires to dwell with his people. That is seen throughout all of Scripture. God is constantly finding an avenue and a way to dwell with his people. And in this case, we got Jesus in the flesh, the God-man in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. But now we will ultimately get him again in the flesh, again, when that one scripture in Jeremiah is fulfilled and he truly gets to reign as a king in the new heaven and the new earth. But for right now, we have the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit. And I want to encourage any of you listening who maybe you are the type, I remember one time in my life kind of having the Christmas blues a little bit. But sometimes if you are a person who maybe has been struggling with that, I want to encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit, to ask God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit to dwell with you, to be with you, the presence of the Lord to be with you throughout this Christmas season and going into the new year, because the Lord will, because He is Emmanuel, God with us. So I just want to encourage all of us in that. And to realize too, you know, people will make the statement, you know, God is everywhere. And that is very true. God is omnipresent. God is everywhere. The problem oftentimes is we as humans don't take the time to pause and to truly become present with the Lord. You know, in Revelation, it says that Jesus stands at the door and He knocks. Jesus will come in if we let Him in. And the Holy Spirit will come in if we invite the Holy Spirit and invite the presence of the Lord into our homes, into our lives. And I just want to encourage every single one of you, regardless of if you've experienced the Christmas blues or not, but to take time and to pause and to reflect this Advent season on the fact that if God kept His promise in sending God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus, God will keep His promises in our lives and in other scriptural promises that have been made. Yeah, even the fact that Jesus will come back again. Why would we ever question it, knowing that He already fulfilled the one promise of sending Him in the first place? But then secondly, just for us to be reminded that the Lord is with us, that God is with us. In fact, John Wesley, who was, of course, responsible behind the Great Awakenings that spread throughout Europe and throughout America, and is the founder of the Methodist movement, it is recorded that the last words he spoke before he passed away, as John Wesley said, "The best of all is God is with us." And may each one of us remember that as we celebrate Christmas tomorrow, and even as we head towards the end of the year and enter into the new year. May we remember that Emmanuel, God with us, is with us, and that He will see us through whatever the new year brings. But that's all I have for us today. I just want to close in prayer. So I will go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You, God, for this day. I thank You, God, for sending Jesus. Jesus, Lord, I thank You for coming and for dying for us. And Lord, that You sent back Your Holy Spirit to be with us. And Lord, I thank You today that You are Emmanuel, that You are God with us. And that all throughout Your scripture, we see how deeply You desire to dwell with Your people. Heavenly Father, I pray for any person out there today that has been struggling with the Christmas blues, that has been struggling with maybe the weight of feeling like they have to buy all the stuff for people, or anyone struggling with loneliness, or just anything that can come in this season that we are celebrating. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that Your Spirit would come upon them, that You would rest upon them, and that, Lord, Your presence would come. And Lord, with Your presence comes peace. Lord, Scripture says that in the fullness of Your presence, that there is joy. And we also are told in a different scripture that it is the joy of the Lord that is our strength. And I pray for every person out there, God, that they would realize that You are with them. And Lord, may Your presence be tangible. May Your Spirit be with us all and rest upon us and be with us. And may we all be filled with the joy that comes from You. God, I pray that we would have peace from the Lord, and that we would have the hope. And Christ is our hope. And I pray that each person would be filled with Your hope. And God, I pray, Lord, that you, Lord, would meet with each one of us in such a way that, God, we can't help but begin to praise you, Lord, for who you are and what you've done. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you would bless each person that is listening to me. And Lord, that you would be with them, that you would give them guidance and direction as we leave 2023 and move into 2024. God, I pray, Lord, for you would encourage each person, that we would be encouraged again by the fact that you are with us. In Jesus' name, and may we all be filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Force of Light podcast. I already have a few that I'm trying to line up to get recorded for next year that I'm excited about. But I want to wish every one of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I want to thank every one of you for listening to the Force of Light podcast throughout 2023. And I look forward to what the Lord will do in 2024, not just with this podcast, but with all of our lives and in all of our lives. God bless each one of you, and I will see you on the next episode.